The first question is, does the mine have a valid permit to renew? The original permit the DNR issued for the proposed North Canton mine was partially struck down in a review by the agency in February. Brian Purbix is a grassroots organizer with the Prairie Rivers Network. He says his group, as well as several other environmental groups, hoped the February ruling would force the mine operators to resubmit their entire permit application before the renewal. But the DNR is not requiring that, and Purbix says that leaves him wondering what is being renewed.
To date, neither the applicant nor the department have specified what changes will be made to the permit that is currently up for renewal, and the public has had no opportunity to review changes to the operations plan or even to view a map of these proposed changes. And it does not appear that the department intends to afford the public this right.
The DNR emphasized the permit was only partially denied and can still be renewed if the mine makes the DNR's recommended changes. Scott Fowler with DNR's Land Reclamation Division was on the panel for the hearing. He says the revised permit would not necessarily be open for public comment.
Then, no, we would make the decisions ourselves. We would not open it up for public comment. There are just too many changes and opportunities. It would just be with those that are of a significant nature that would change the permit significantly that we would open it up for public comment.
Neither side is happy with the February decision, and both are challenging the findings in court. The mining company, Capital Resources Management, wants the entire permit to be upheld. The Prairie Rivers Network, the Illinois Sierra Club, and Canton Area Citizens for Environmental Issues want the entire permit denied. The second major question raised was whether the mine is a good idea in general. This is Canton resident and retired civil engineer Cliff Sagasser.
I don't think there are very many people in this room that are opposed to this coal mine. I bet there isn't five. We're opposed to what it's going to do to the community and not promote jobs. Our most valuable asset is our water supply.
But Kevin Williams views it differently.
I hate to differ with my elder. Cliff, can you hear me?
Now I can.
Sorry. You're my elder, and I beg for forgiveness. Our greatest resource is not that water. Our greatest resource is the people of this community. I understand where you were coming from. Thank you for your comments and believe in what you're saying. The greatest resource is the people of this community who have the resolve and the opportunity to come together and talk about how do we get through this.
Williams is chair of the group Fulton County Citizens for Growth. He was also one of many people at the hearing who wore black T-shirts with white letters on the front saying, "We support the North Canton mine." Several mine opponents at the hearing also brought up the case of the nearby Industry Mine, which is owned by the same people hoping to open the North Canton mine. The Illinois Pollution Control Board found the Industry Mine violated its water pollution permit more than 600 times. The board has yet to assess fines in that case. Before the DNR can decide whether to renew the Canton Mine's permit, it has to approve the changes to the original permit prompted by February's review. So far, no revised mining plan has been submitted. In addition, the lawsuits filed by the environmental groups and by the mining company over the February permit review are still in court. I'm Scott Stuntz.